This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Morning. Good frigid morning. Good very, 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 very cold morning. But the sun is shining. It is Thursday, December the 12th of 2024. 8 degrees below zero here at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. As if that wasn't enough, the wind chill factor is 25 degrees below zero. But again, the sun is shining, so at least that we got going for us. Hopefully your day is off to a fantastic start. The time is 9:07. I am Chad Holmes. It's hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about the news of the week involving the Wausau School District and the proposal that would involve some reorganization of the elementary schools, including the closing and the moving of about a quarter of the students in the Wausau schools. We'll kind of give some more information on that, continue that discussion. Also want to discuss again something we haven't really heard about recently, and that's the remember the Dropbox issue that we had here in Wausau before the election, where the mayor moved the Dropbox into his office before putting it back out there? Haven't heard anything about that recently. And the discussion isn't about, you know, specifically getting back to the whole Dropbox issue. It's about, again, accountability. It's not about, again, as I said earlier, you know, either removing the mayor or having him thrown in jail, because, I mean, that's not the point. I just want to have some accountability, have a ruling saying, hey, either that was okay or it was not okay. Because we've seen way too much of this foot dragging when it comes to people either with political influence, especially financial influence. Again, the whole idea of equal justice under law. We'd like to see a little bit more of that. Unfortunately, now with somebody who has been convicted of more than 30 felonies being returned to the White House in January, I don't think much of that's going to occur in the next 4 years, but we can still keep pushing for it, and we're going to discuss that coming up in just a few minutes as well. And, of course, when we get through all of that, we'll get to the final segment of our program. We always end the day trying to lighten it up a little bit. We have our daily history lesson. We talk about a few of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. We let you know about a few famous folks who are celebrating their birthdays. We talk about some special events that are being acknowledged for today. And then we always wrap it up with our number for the day quiz. And to take the quiz every day, it's our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. And Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. I actually have a fun little number involving a today's day, because I was I was talking about this with my mom last night, and today is 12/12/24, so it's actually mathematically correct. So if you do 12 plus 12 equals 24, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. you probably won't get another date like this. So today's date is mathematically correct.
You're exactly right. And you're exactly right where, in terms of, okay, because for this year, that is the only way it could be done.
Uh-huh.
Next year, it, to be mathematically correct, it'll be the next day, 12-13. It'll be 12-13-25. So, yeah, it's only a one-day-a-year occurrence at the very most. Year. I mean, I'm thinking that probably there's some years that probably couldn't happen. So because basically the biggest numbers would be 12/31, you know, mm-hmm. December 31st, that would be 12/31. That would be 43. So any year after 2043, it could not happen. It won't happen again until we're long gone. So we got to enjoy these times. So
it's a fun little number. Hey, there.
You are into the numbers. That's why one reason why we give you the number for the day quiz each and every day to wrap things up.
Yep. And yesterday I was able to get back on the bandwagon. I was able to get a win yesterday.
A much needed correct answer, I must say. You know, sometimes
it's a fun fact I learned about vegetarians, which I did not know before.
It's sort of the opposite our topic today.
Oh,
not opposite, but sort of a different kind of
carnivores.
No, actually, I'm thinking about, well, vegetarianism is actually, it's thought of as good for your health to a certain extent.
Oh, yeah.
What we're going to talk about today really is not good for your health.
Oh, so I'm guessing it probably has to do with sweets or maybe sugar.
No.
Maybe just holiday treats.
No.
Probably.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm going give you one more guess, and then I'll tell you what the topic is. Something that is bad for your health?
Well, smoking, for one thing.
That was a good guess, but it's wrong. Drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking.
Yeah. Too much drinking is very bad for you, absolutely.
And actually, to be specific for our topic for the number for the day quiz, okay. It is drunkenness.
Oh,
drunkenness, man. Which is even worse than us drinking. It's drinking. You can drink. Have a drink, you know. But
just don't drink and drive.
Exactly. And also don't get so drunk that you can't function.
Yeah.
And also that's really actually something that we should mention here.
That's why we had a commercial for the buzzed driving. It's that if you know you're buzzed, I'll call someone to give you a ride home. Don't drive yourself home.
And also, when it gets really cold outside, you have to be aware of that as well, because if you get so drunk that you pass out and it's very, very cold, then you're in danger of dying because of it. We've heard many times where somebody who is drunk too much has passed out in very, very cold conditions, and that has led to their death. So that's also something to keep an eye on. So as we bring ourselves down just a little bit, but the topic for the number for the day quiz will be drunkenness. Coming up at about 9:55, 9:56 or so. Yeah, we are down to 13 days until Christmas.
Yeah.
And
a little less than 2 weeks,
I
right?
know it's coming up fast. And then of course New Year's and 2025. Have you started thinking about New Year's resolutions yet? Do you do New Year's resolutions?
I started a New Year's resolution at the beginning of this year. I was going to get some more exercise and go to Planet Fitness on
a
daily
basis.
That
go?
It lasted for 3 months, and then I kind of lost interest. But
so many people do the same.
I did it for 3 months, though, so that's something.
So many people's New Year's resolutions do rotate around exercise, and
I feel like that should be the number of the days we get closer to New Year's.
I'm guessing we may see that in the next couple of weeks.
What percentage of people break their New Year's resolutions?
Exactly. Or how much time does it take normally to have a person break their New Year's resolution? I tend not to, because I know myself. If I'm not going to do it, why make this resolution? If you're going to do it, you have to be very serious about it. That's the way I look at it. Yeah. Don't just do it because you think you have to do it. And the thing is, if you really have to do something, you don't have to wait till New Year's either. So
yeah, you can start doing it now.
Exactly right.
Yeah. And it's interesting that both a Christmas and a New Year's both fall on a Wednesday this year. I don't know if that's like a very rare occurrence where it happens like every a couple of years, but it's very rare to have both holidays on the same a weekday.
Well, normally the way it goes, if I'm not mistaken, most of the time, like a holiday, if it's on a Wednesday, it would go to a Tuesday the next year or to a Thursday. I can't remember if it goes forward or backwards. But this year, it moved 2 days because of the leap year, because we have an extra day. So that actually moved it 2 days. And I'm not sure if it was moved forward or backward, but it tends to be. You think, hey, this doesn't happen very often. Well, every day tends to happen about the same amount of times. So it's like, it's not a case where, oh, it never happens on a Wednesday, but it just rotates. And so let me see. I want to see what was December. Last year it was on Monday, so it was actually 2 days earlier. So this year it's on Wednesday. I think next year it'll be on Thursday.
It's weird. It just seems like you start the week just having the day off, and then you're like, do I have to go to work tomorrow?
Yeah, what day of the week is?
It'd be better to have Christmas on a Friday, because that way you can have like a whole Christmas weekend.
Exactly. And next year, 2025, Christmas is on Thursday. So it does. It moves forward every year, and except for a leap year when it moves forward 2 days. So last year was Monday. This year will be Wednesday. Next year will be Thursday. And then it'll be really nice in 2 years because it'll be on Friday. And then you can have a nice long weekend.
Oh,
back-to-back long weekend. So
that would be nice.
So you learn something new here in the program. It may not be all that useful, but you learn something new.
We're not only informative, but we're also educational.
According to some people. But no, I known it was like usually one day, either forward or backward.
Yeah.
But it actually moves forward. So, again, next year will be Thursday. This year it's Wednesday. And, again, it's goofy on a Wednesday because it's like in the middle of the week. So you have to come to work early in the week, and then you have to come back to work late in the week. It's better to have it be connected to the weekend, so you can have a nice long weekend. So
absolutely.
The time is 9:18. Again, the sun is shining here in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature of 8 degrees below zero, a wind chill factor of 25 below. Going to talk a little bit again about that Dropbox coming up next. When will we hear something about what the investigation has shown? Will we hear something anytime soon? So we'll talk about that coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Thursday, it's the start of the Marathon Cup hockey tournament with the semifinals. Wausau West, winners of 17 straight Marathon Cups, starts their journey for number 18, taking on Mosinee. Hear all the exciting action on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with pregame show at 5:20 and the opening faceoff at 5:30. Wausau West Hockey on WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Coast to Coast Marketing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West taking on Mosinee in the semifinals of the Marathon Cup. Thursday, starting with the pregame show at 5:20, face-off at 5:30 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
You grow cold when you keep holding on.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. There's something going on, but we don't know what's going on. A couple of months ago, in fact, late September, the controversy bubbled up as Wausau Mayor Doug Denny went outside of City Hall, put on the hard hat, and hauled away the city Dropbox, put it into his office. Led to a lot of controversy. The Dropbox was put back into place. I did not hear of any issues with the Dropbox during the 2024 November election. But there was a lot of coverage, a lot of news stories out there talking about this story and this issue. Mm-hmm. And the State Department of Justice started an investigation. Agents of the state DOJ sought cell phones from the mayor, computers, other devices, as they investigated the Wausau mayor for possible election fraud after he moved that Dropbox. And then, all of a sudden, we haven't heard anything. Nothing. I mean, there's really been nothing that has come out in the last couple of months. The investigation, I assume, is continuing. I assume that at some point we will hear something. But it got me to thinking, and delayed justice sometimes is not justice. And I'm not talking just for the person involved in the investigation, but I'm talking about the people of a community, the people of a state, people of a country. Because I think we saw a fantastic example of delayed justice leading to massive repercussions in the presidential election of 2024. And I think that when the history is written about the Biden administration, one of the aspects that will be written about and talked about for many, many years is the Justice Department under the president. And the president has been very hands-off, as he should be, the separation between the executive and the Justice Department. But in the end, his attorney general, Merrick Garland, and talk about an interesting figure that will be, I think, talked about in American history for a very, very long time, it's Merrick Garland. Of course, it started his story in the public eye, started back late in the Obama administration in 2016. When Justice Antonin Scalia died, and with about a year, I think even a little bit more than a year, left in the term of President Obama, he nominated Merrick Garland to be the new justice on the Supreme Court. But Republicans, led by Mitch McConnell, said, no, we're not going to take it up. We're going to wait for the election. The people should decide who fills the Supreme Court seats. And they were able to successfully just kick it aside, kick the Merrick Garland appointment aside just by saying so. It was wrong. Because then 4 years later, when Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, Donald Trump, with even less time before the election, votes were already being cast, and he was able to get through with the help of Mitch McConnell and the Republican Senate, the Justice of the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. But then, as now Attorney General under Joe Biden, Merrick Garland, for lack of a better term, slow-walked investigations into Donald Trump, whether it was January the 6th, whether it was the document scandal, mm-hmm. whether it was actions he took as president. It just took a long time. It took more than a year for him to even put in a special prosecutor. And in the end, Trump and his lawyers were able to push, and ultimately one of the trials for the hush money was able to go through, and he was convicted on more than 30 counts. But many of the other cases were kicked down the road. And ultimately, he was able to run for president, and ultimately, no, spoiler alert here, he was able to win election, and he will be inaugurated on January the 20th. I call that a case of justice denied for the American people because of the lack of urgency. And I just wonder here, we need to have some kind of resolution here, because we do need to know, did the mayor do something right or did he do something wrong in this case? And if he did something wrong, there should be some sort of
repercussions
for it. I mean, again, I'm not saying he's removed from office or put in jail or anything like that, because that definitely wouldn't be not the fair way to do it. But at the same time, we need to know whether or not he was allowed to do that or not be allowed to do that. And I just find it interesting that after being talked about a whole lot, we haven't heard anything about it recently.
Speaking of news we haven't talked about in a while, what about that fundraiser that the people down the street have been raising for Mayor Dinney? We haven't heard anything about that either.
I haven't even looked at that recently. May have to take a peek at that. The legal costs for Mayor Dinney, led by Meg Ellison over at WSAU. So, yeah, that's a good point. I may have to take a peek at that. The time is 9:29. Time for another information update as we continue on this Thursday morning. Glad you could be with us. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
The conference, traveling to Stevens Point to take on the Panthers. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 7 p.m. and the opening tip-off is set for 7:15. Wausau West Sports on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West at Stevens Point in Wisconsin Valley Conference Boys Basketball. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 7, opening tip at 7:15. On 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
At Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:36. Again, a very cold start here in downtown Wausau. It was a very cold overnight. The sky's clear, so the temperatures dipped precipitously, and the temperature right now is moving up a little bit. Right now, here at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, we are up to 3 degrees below zero. It feels like 9 below with the wind chill. So, again, we're starting to warm up slightly. And as we heard from Brittany Merlot earlier, the wind's expected to calm. So that wind chill factor is also improving as well. And, Ian, you asked, and I will deliver. You had asked about the fundraiser involving Meg Ellison and her group. Meg Ellison is from WSAU Radio, but she also has this other group that she is the head of, and it's called Get Involved Wisconsin Incorporated. And, yep, she's getting involved in the Doug Denny case of removing the Dropbox. And the thing about it is I have not gone to this site in quite a while. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more written on it, basically, to make everybody out to be evil and make the mayor out to be the hero of this story. Mm-hmm. But one thing before I talk about the actual amount of money that has been put into this fund, it goes through this story. It quotes the Wall Street Journal, blah, 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 blah. But what's the line that really, really caught my attention here? Let me find it.
I do remember what the end goal of the fundraiser was, that she was hoping to raise $250,000.
You right? remembered correctly. Yeah. But
that's a quarter of $1 million, people.
But
that's
Meg,
a lot of money.
Meg and her organization call the Wisconsin, the partisan Wisconsin Department of Justice, that somehow that they cannot fairly decide because they're a bunch of far-left liberals, according to Meg Ellefson. But what that means, okay, mm-hmm. let's for a moment give Meg the benefit of the doubt here.
Okay.
Let's say, okay, the Wisconsin Department of Justice is partisan, and they decide who to investigate and charge based on a partisan basis. Under that thinking, people like Meg and other conservatives can do anything they want, but never be brought to justice, because how can we trust the Wisconsin Department of Justice? I mean, when you think about it, it means that they believe that the justice system is corrupt at its core. And that means that nobody who commits a crime should be brought to justice. That is the party of law and order. I just find it ridiculous that they call it partisan, again, where's the wording? La, 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 la. Let's see here. And he calls, you know, raids against Mr. Denny, blah, blah, blah. Let's see here. Okay, whatever. Oh, but, you know, the partisan Wisconsin Department of Justice is using lawfare in an attempt to intimidate the mayor, drain him of his resources, and send a message to any conservative that dare challenge the tactics of the left. That's a bunch of garbage.
Seriously.
I mean, really, again, and that's one reason that we need to have some sort of result in this investigation. Right. We need to know, according to the law, did the mayor do something that was correct and legal, or did he do something that was incorrect and illegal?
And if he did,
there should be consequences.
Should be the proper punishment for that.
Right, there should be some consequences.
Not like,
again, not jail time or anything like that,
but
some consequence, yeah. Something that says, hey, you did the wrong thing, and that don't do it again. But we had followed, I mean, this was back a couple of months ago. Remember, we were following along it's on Give, Send, Go. So if you're somebody out there that wants to, you know, give something.
The last time we talked about this
why
was
not?
In October.
Yep. So go to givesendgo.com. Meg Ellefson's group, Get Involved Wisconsin Incorporated, trying to raise $250,000.
Don't they also have a prayer button as well?
Yes.
And people can leave their
you
comments.
Remember it all,
and
I tell you.
We've talked about those comments on the show, and they are very, how should I say this nicely? They're very out there.
All right. So back when we were talking about it, it was, I think, in the $7,000 range, right? Somewhere in that general area.
$7,000 to $8,000, I think.
It wasn't quite to $8,000 because you know why I know it's not $8,000? Because it's still not to $8,000. There has not been a lot of, I hope I can do my part for Meg here. I really, I'm trying to help here. I'm going to publicize it right now.
What is the total?
All right. Well, first of all, you mentioned the prayer aspect to it as well.
Yeah.
It has three choices here. Give, which is give some money.
Okay.
It has share, so it's like share this page.
Okay.
Not really do anything, but just share it. And then it has pray. Pray.
Give, share, pray.
Pray for the mayor and his lawyers.
Sounds like a romance.
Yes, but pray for him. Pray that the evil partisan Wisconsin Department of Justice will not bring down the mayor and tell him he did something wrong here. Yep. All right, so we had 42 that have given. So 42 different monetary donations here.
Okay.
29 have shared, showing their support.
All right.
And then you have the number of prayers,
which I can imagine is probably over 50, I'm guessing.
No!
It's over 100.
No!
Let's see. You got to tell me if I'm getting higher or lower.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the number because we could be doing this all day long. Be like,
I mean,
you know,
it's probably higher?
No.
Oh, it's lower.
No, okay, yes. Seven.
Okay.
So not many prayers here. Not many prayers for the mayor.
Well, I guess
seven have prayed.
Okay.
But again, the goal was $250,000. I mean, you talk about
that's a quarter of a million.
Get the best defense money can buy. Make sure that the evil libs are taken down as the mayor tried to protect the integrity of the vote.
Mm.
And, of course, you would think that all these wealthy conservatives would come to Megan, the mayor's defense here.
You think?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting choked up just thinking about this, I tell you. It's something else. But the total now of the $250,000 goal of Meg Ellison and Get Involved Wisconsin Inc. is, drum roll please, $7,915. And the last donation occurred 15 days ago, $25 from somebody named Veteran for Doug. And also part of this write-up,
mm-hmm,
at the end, one of the last things says, is this how Wisconsin Democrats treat veterans? Because Mayor Denny is a veteran, and we honor his service. But mm-hmm, that doesn't give him a pass to haul away a Dropbox if it's not legal. Meg wrote, is this how Wisconsin Democrats treat veterans? Well, in this particular case, I guess so, because, I mean, veterans have to also follow the law and follow what's right, mm-hmm, as well. But Veteran for Doug gave $25 15 days ago. Anonymous giver 23 days ago gave $20. Anonymous giver 25 days ago gave $50. So, again, it's not been a real cavalcade here of giving recently. So that's why I'm glad you brought it up. I'm glad you reminded me that we should check this out to see whether or not they're getting close to that $250,000 goal.
Mayor, I thought that'd be an important aspect because
I had forgotten.
You know, yeah. WSAU has been talking about the mayor as well. You know,
but the thing about it's $250,715, and the thing about it as well is of that $7,915, $5,000 of that has come from one person, Kevin Hermaning, who is has been the Republican.
We've had him on our show before,
and don't remind me, because I got complaints about
not
that.
Not everybody was a fan of that.
but again, it was a case of him talking in his role as president of the Mozenie School Board about the referendum, which I thought was important. So, but nevertheless, but he gave of the $7,915 that's been raised total. Hermaning himself gave $5,000. So without Kevin Hermaning, that number would be very, very low. And yeah. Again, I don't know what this means. I don't know. I mean, the support is there. I see a few signs as we drive. I support Mayor Denny. And
I don't know how she's going to keep the fundraiser going for her, because, you know, after a certain amount of time and you don't get to a certain point, it kind of loses its edge.
I think it's lost its edge, and I think one of the reasons it may have lost its edge is because of what I was saying before, is the fact that this story has kind of faded from the limelight. I mean, when is the last time there was a story put out there? I don't think there's been one in a couple of months.
I haven't seen anything on the local TV.
I don't think anywhere. I Googled it just to see, hey, maybe somebody's been writing about this. No, nobody's been writing about this. So I just thought today would be a good day to bring it up again, and hopefully, and again, I don't understand why it takes forever for this investigation to finish up, because it's pretty straightforward. He went out there, he took the Dropbox, and he took it to his office.
Uh-huh.
They got the information in terms of the computers and the cell phones and anything else, so I mean, what is the holdup here? Why do we have to go through this incredibly long process like we did with Trump and others, where if it was somebody else, I think that you would have the law moving a whole lot quicker than we are seeing right here. So I just don't understand this dragging when it involves somebody of either political influence or societal influence or economic influence, where it takes forever, where we bend over backwards to try and make it look like they're getting equal justice when they're getting actually better than equal justice compared to an average person in our community. So
I'll tell you what you were talking about earlier with the whole delayed a justice aspect.
Right. Delayed justice is not a good justice. And it doesn't necessarily have to mean delayed justice for the person involved. It could mean delayed justice for society at large. So, again,
we're not saying that justice is like an instant gratification thing, but it should be something that, you know, gets handed out in a timely manner.
Exactly. So, all right. So, again, you can head on over to givesendgo.com/supportDougDinney and give your donation. We'll see whether or not anybody goes there and does that.
And for the people at WSAU, you're welcome. We just made
there
story,
you go.
We
there
you
go, Meg.
New energy.
Giving you a little bit of a push there. Coming up, it's our daily history lesson. We will have our number for the day quiz as well in our final segment of the show. Sunny skies, 3 degrees below zero here in downtown Wausau. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. The time is 9:52, 3 degrees below zero here in downtown Wausau. It is day number 347 of this year. There are 19 days remaining in the year 2024, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. 110 years ago today, on December the 12th of 1914, the largest one-day percentage drop in the history of the Dow Jones Industrial Average occurred, down 24.39%. On this date, in 1992, a Norway court ruled that Oslo University did not have to readmit a 39-year-old student until he bathed. The astrophysics major, who had lived in a cave for 14 years, sued the university for $500,000 after he was expelled for stinking. On this date, in 2000, famous day in this country's history, a divided U.S. Supreme Court halted the presidential recount in Florida, effectively making Republican George W. Bush the winner. On this date in 2003, Keiko, the killer whale made famous by the Free Willy movies, died in the Norwegian fjord that he had made his home. On this date in 2018, American Media Incorporated, publisher of the National Enquirer, admitted to paying hush money to the mistresses of Donald Trump. It just shakes my head.
And we don't hear about that.
This man has so many moral failures in his life, and yet this country has elected him president of the United States again.
I don't get it either.
Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Dionne Warwick is 84 years old. Bill Nye of Pirates of the Caribbean is 75. Actor Jennifer Connelly is 54. Mayim Bialik from The Big Bang Theory, and also was a host of Jeopardy for a time, and also starred in Blossom. Mayim Bialik is 49. Actor Lucas Hedges, Manchester by the Sea, 28 years old today. Britton Dalton of Avatar, The Way of Water, and Ready Player One is 23. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Gingerbread House Day. It is Ding-a-ling Day. It is Ambrosia Day. It is Poinsettia Day. It is Soundcheck Day. And it is 12-Hour Fresh Breath Day.
If you use mouthwash, absolutely.
There you go. So those are some of the interesting aspects of December the 12th. And now it's time to finish things off with our Number for the Day quiz. Every weekday, we finish things off with the Number for the Day. We make it a quiz for Ian. We give him three choices for the number for the day.
Yes.
So based on the math, just by guessing, he should get one out of three correct. So 33%, and that's always the goal, to be above 33% for the week. That would be a passing grade. If he's below 33%, that would be a failing grade. But we want a winning week, and the winning week is where you get more right than wrong. So three out of five. And then, of course, the best week of all is four out of five. That's been his best so far. And, of course, we're still looking for that perfect week of getting five out of five correct.
I know it's out there somewhere. So, right now, I just got to focus on today.
And so far this week, you are?
One out of three. So I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
So that puts it all on the line for today and tomorrow.
Drunkenness is the topic for today.
Drunkenness.
A very serious issue, though.
All right. Number for the day. The percentage of spectators who leave professional sporting events too drunk to drive.
Percentage. Okay.
So, percentage of spectators who leave professional sporting events too drunk to drive.
Okay.
Is the correct answer 8%? Is the correct answer 16%? Is the correct answer 24%?
Not very high percentages, but...
I would say that they are all very high percentages. That's a...
Well, true.
A lot of... If there are people that are staggering out of a sporting event too drunk to drive, you wouldn't expect to be that many.
Yeah, that's true. 8, 16, or 24%. If there's a leave a sporting event too drunk to drive. Okay, you know what? I'm going to guess, and I'm not sure this is right, but I'll just take a shot here. I'm going to say 16%. I'm going to go with the middle number. A 16 is my final answer.
The percentage of spectators who leave professional sporting events too drunk to drive is 8%.
Ooh, the smallest number. Well, it's actually a good thing.
But it is
still a
good
percentage, though, but
yep.
At least it's better than 16%.
So 1 for 4. And that means tomorrow it's
all on the line.
All on the line. We can't
have a passing week.
We can't have two consecutive failing weeks, can we?
I certainly hope not.
Get ready. Have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll try to do it tomorrow.
You as well, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.